This is Wade Ransky with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Catalan separatists won a narrow vote on a referendum called by the Spanish government a question of independence, dealing a blow to Spain and potentially reviving their demand for independence. In 2017, Mexico is the deadliest country in the world for journalists outside of conflict zones and third deadliest in general after Iraq and Syria. Nearly three dozen countries, including some in Europe, Asia, and Africa, collect fingerprints, iris scans, and photographs that can be used for facial recognition. U.S. imposed sanctions on 52 people and entities for human rights violations and corruption, including a general in the Burmese Army's Western Command for the Rohingya genocide. Justice Department revoked guidance on various federal laws, including the segregation of people with disabilities and whether or not court fees and fines could create effective debtor prisons for the poor. Vice Media's founders, under investigation, acknowledged that they did not create a safe and constructive environment for women, and under fire from various allegations, claimed that they will change their culture. 98% of children from newborn to 8 years old access mobile devices at home in 2017, compared with only 52% that did so in 2011. On average, women do 70% of the work in getting coffee to market, but regularly cede or are barred from financial control. About 80% of plastic surgery procedures nationally are performed on men, according to the American Society for Aesthetic Plastic Surgery. Liposuction and tummy tucks are the top two procedures. Alberto Fujimori, who was president from Peru from 1990 to 2000, was serving a 25-year term for human rights abuses. He received a medical pardon, a decision that prompted an outcry across the country. Since 2015, nine states have passed laws to automatically register new voters when they interact with government agencies. Colorado, Oregon, and Washington moved almost entirely to mail-in ballots, and turnout has bumped upward as a result. Nearly three-quarters of states allow early voting, no excuse absentee voting, or both. The Biloxi, Chittimacca, and Choctaw tribe in Louisiana is the U.S.'s first beneficiary of a first-of-a-kind $48 million federal grant to relocate communities fleeing climate change. The tribe is being moved from a small island in the Mississippi River Delta, some 40 miles to near Thibodaux. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.